you literally didn't sleep. And so it's like, you know, you're at rock bottom with these people, yeah. but then you're doing the most euphoric, like out of body experience thing at night. Yeah. So you're sharing, you know, it's like you become...
It's so many highs and lows. Yeah. Like, fuck, you're like 1 minute crying, next minute laughing. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so you become so close to these people.
On today's episode, we talk to the pocket rocket, Mickey. What a little badass girl boss this chick is. I have not spent that much time with her in a few, like it's been years actually since I last saw her. And we randomly crossed paths when Peking Duck were playing at Grass is Greener. And I just forgot how wild and amazing this woman is. She is so much fun to be around. We caught up the day before she was playing with Peking Duck at Foreshore Festival up in Queensland. She is just, oh my God. Just, she doesn't need a microphone, this girl. I mean, neither do I. But she is just so much fun. Have a listen to what her backup plan is. It's a bit of a pisser. Love this girl. I'm sure you're going to love this episode as much as I did. Well, we're sitting here.
Hi.
Hello. In the amazing Scottish Prince with my good friend Mickey.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my God. Anytime. I can't believe that our worlds have like come back together. Like it blows my mind.
It just, we've always been intertwining over the years and just, and it's so crazy when we look at our circle of friends. Everyone knows everyone. It's such a small world and it's just everyone's killing it as well. It's really, really wonderful to see.
It was such a like blast from the past when I ran into you at Grass is Greener. I was just like, what the fuck? I've not seen her. It's been years.
Like I remember because it was Edwards and Co, wasn't it? Like back, and that was just after I'd done X Factor.
Yes.
And that was
you
like...
You literally just finished,
Oh, wow. And I used to love to book it. I was literally going in every single week.
Yeah, because you were doing scalp bleach.
Yeah, it was perfect. Yeah. It was so much fun. But I tried every single possible style too. Like, and then, but then I went downhill after that because I started touring heaps. And I started like bleaching my hair properly, then having hair extensions.
Yeah, I remember actually.
Then when I went on tour, I was like, I'm just going to do my hair myself because I couldn't maintain it. And then my hair just kept getting shorter and shorter because more and more.
And the bleach.
And then I pretty much end up being bald. So now it's back to being, well, it's
this is
normal.
Cute. This
just
is
a
cute.
Bird's nest. I don't really brush it.
I don't brush it either. Roll.
That's great.
That's because I washed it this morning.
I look like a little mad scientist. Like, actually.
No, but I dig that. I dig that.
Thanks. I'll tell you a fact or two, a little scientific fact.
So tell me, so what made you want to get into music, get into the industry, the one that we love and care for so much?
Yeah, that's going so well.
Well, it is now.
It's getting there. It's getting back on its feet. I mean, I've always loved music. I was in choirs when I was little, but I always, like, literally from the moment I could talk, I always said I was going to be a singer.
Yeah.
And then it's like... I mean, it definitely hasn't been an easy journey, but then when I look back on it, it's just everything just has sort of happened. The more I've let it happen, it's just unfolded.
Yeah.
And I've never, like, opportunity, I've always been a big believer of, like, finding your own opportunities by putting yourself out there kind of thing. So my main goal has always just been to meet people. Mm-hmm. And through that, I've just always been able to progress in the music industry and, like, find gigs and find opportunities and, and just see where it's taken me.
Yeah.
So just by being a little drifter, that's how, just drifting my way through life, how I found the music industry.
Babe, same as me. We're like, we're little wanderers, aren't we?
Exactly.
Just like,
are you Sagittarius?
No, I'm a Capricorn.
My mum's a Capricorn.
Little hustler, little mountain goat getting up to the top.
Beautiful.
What day's your mum?
7th of January.
Oh, wait, no, she's Capricorn.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, sorry, I meant your birthday, Aquarius.
Oh, mine's Sagittarius.
Oh, Saggy.
I'm getting confused. And I'm looking at this man here and I'm like, is he an interview too? Are you talking about him? No, I'm Sagittarius. I'm 14th of December.
Oh, that's one of my best friends, Alicia.
Oh,
yeah,
wonderful.
Great day. That's actually my brothers, actually. My two twins, like, twin boys. Hilarious. I always forget.
Anyone else born in the December? We got any Sagittarians around here?
And have you had like a moment, I guess, I'm sure that you have, like a moment that you're like, wow, what the fuck? Like, oh, I'm such a boss.
I mean, well, oh, that's so come lovely. On. That's so lovely. I mean,
when you're on stage, mate, you fucking are a boss. Your cute little outfits are vibing. Oh, so, you're is, so cute.
That is really, really lovely. I remember you saying that after the grass is green, and I was like, oh, that's just so lovely. Because, like, it's an out of body experience every time you're on stage. And, like, and I mean, the biggest crowd I think I've done was Firefight at the ANZ Stadium, mm-hmm. Firefight concert. And, like, you know, Queen played after us. Like,
I remember that. My friend Celeste, I think, was the host.
That show, I remember walking out on stage and I was like, I can't breathe. It was, like, so overwhelming, the amount of energy there and just seeing all the people there. But at the same time, it's like, it's an out-of-body experience. And afterwards, you're just like, what just happened? So, but, like, anyone who knows me knows that my most said spoken word is wow. So I have wow moments with everything. I look at a plant, I'm like, wow. So if you mean like in terms of how many wow moments you have, I mean, I have wow moments
every day.
Constantly. I'm constantly. But it's like, I think it's just one of those, you know, catch 22 things. Everyone's in the same position. Like you look at someone else and you think, wow, look what they're doing.
Yeah.
But personally, you're constantly like, oh, I'm not where I want to be.
Yeah.
You know, and you, it's very... It's, I think everyone looks at other people and sees them doing, you know, being a boss, and then, but inside each individual like doesn't see it like that.
Yeah.
There's like, they want to be striving more or anything. And the biggest shows we've done, or even the smallest shows are the most terrifying. But like,
yeah, because there's only like a handful of people in the audience, and you're like, oh my terrifying. Fucking God. Yeah.
But like, you know, they're over in a second.
Yeah.
And you know, so afterwards, you're just like, now what? And you always chase the next thing. So, but I'm always having wow moments, like thinking like, you know, when you cross paths again with certain people, or just crazy magical moments that make you believe that this world and this life is a magical experience, you know? And that's, I think that's the most exciting thing about people, like meeting people through, you know, in festivals and this, like being an artist and touring artist, like mm-hmm. the people you meet and the experiences that you come across all the time, they're all the wow moments, because you just see how the world all fits together, and you are like, wow, I've met you 10 years ago and like now we're doing, and now, you know, and making those moments with people like on stage, sharing those moments, creating those memories with thousands of people all at once, like they're all the magical moments.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. And with like social media being so like prominent now, it's so, I feel like every day I look through and see like mutual friends and I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
How the fuck does that person know that person? Or, you know, it just blows my mind.
My boyfriend, classic example. Yeah. It's like, he knows like all my circle of friends. I'm just like, oh, you know, okay.
I know, and you've now moved here. You've moved to the Goldie.
It's been a long time coming.
I know.
I feel so at home.
Now you're literally going to live out your little simple life, song. Like,
literally,
this is the simple life.
I'm ready to lose my phone. I lose my phone all the time. It always comes back to me. So I just need to like leave it somewhere for good and then never have a phone. But like, it's just, there's something magical about the Gold Coast and the people here. The people, it's so interesting. Like, I mean, I was, you know, born and bred Sydney. I've lived in many places around the world, overseas as well. But like the Gold Coast, you walk up the street and everyone says hi as you walk past.
In shops. You know what? That was the biggest thing, because like I'm born and bred here, but I moved to Sydney for like, you know, nearly 12 years. And that was the biggest thing that I realised when living in Sydney. No one said hi.
Yeah.
And I'm like walking the Bondi to Bronte. I'm like, morning, morning. And they're like, who the fuck morning. Is this freak?
It's like, it's just a different vibe.
Yeah.
You know? And people, even like, you know, just check out people. Like, you know, they crack jokes.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone just seems very happy, because I think it's like just the beach culture.
Yeah. And we're all up early and we're getting a morning swim before, you know, work. And yeah,
you've
100%.
Got all the, and like, it's just beautiful. The weather. Like, it's just so nice. And there's so much art and culture up here too. Like,
and I think it's growing.
I think it's
massively growing. I was actually speaking to Maddie Bartlam, Last Things Maddie. And, you know, we've even noticed it over the last 2 years, and it's only going to get better with more Sydney and Melbourne people moving up.
Exactly. So everyone's migrating because
of COVID, like, and you can work. Also, I think everyone's realised you can work from anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't need to be in these big fucking cities spending like $800 exactly. a week rent. You know
exactly.
what I mean? Although the Gold Coast is creeping up to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is. yeah. It's going to keep rising. It's definitely like the demand is there now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And if you had a moment, I guess, like on stage that's just been like, what the fuck? Like a wardrobe malfunction,
oh,
like
man.
Something
oh
embarrassing
my God,
that
absolutely.
You're like, fuck, what
okay.
was I doing?
Well, I've had a few
What's
the worst? Wardrobe malfunctions. Oh my God. So one time, when was it? Spilt milk. I was wearing this, IMG gave me this like Diamante suit, right? And it had like a blazer, this little crop top and Diamante full length pants.
Oh my God.
Stunning.
What's going to happen?
Okay, so in all the photos, like the very first, like when I looked at the show afterwards, my crop top was down, had fallen down here and
oh,
only
wait.
My chicken fillets were showing. There's photos of me jumping in the air like, yeah! And my chicken fillets are just showing. These chicken fillets and my crop top.
I swear
down.
I've heard this or seen this.
Oh, great. Great. I'm sure it's been, you know, passed along the grapevine. And then another thing, I mean, I have wet myself on stage. I think we've all wet or shat ourselves on stage at some point. Like the amount of pyro. The amount of pyro that happens and like fire, you know, and I mean, even moments, there was one moment in the Melbourne Arena, actually, that was so, well, it's funny now. At the time.
At the time, it was not.
Melbourne Arena, the Duck Show, a few years ago, the very last song, the pyro guy didn't tell us that they were going to have, like, the sparklers, literally, you know, sparkling rain, like pyro rain falling from above us, like, just as rain.
Yeah.
And we didn't know when it started happening. Gonna, yeah. Adam Rubin and I looked around, we're like, is this meant to be happening? We're underneath it. And we just smelt burnt hair and stuff
shut
everywhere
up.
And, like... Yeah, so afterwards we were a bit shaken up by that.
Yeah.
But honestly, the smell of burnt hair
it's
lingers
disgusting.
For a long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it looked great in the photos.
Oh my God, yeah, totally. You're like, this is magical. Yeah. We're here for the burnt hair. We look like this.
I'm sure
like,
the audience loved it.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
so funny. Yeah. And has there been like a time, I guess, that like stands out to you on tour with the boys, like with
Aww.
Picking Duck Boys? Like, is there like a favourite moment?
Oh, well, like, I mean...
Because you're always with them.
I know. Like, my favourite tours was... So much goes down every single tour. Like, there's just always,
yeah,
you know...
Yeah, there's always a funny
there's
fucking
always,
story.
Yeah, there's yeah. always just things that you could not make up. Stories that you could not make up and happen. And you become so close to the people you tour with because you literally, you know, you're with each other 24 hours a day. You're exhausted at every single time. You don't sleep. Like, America was like... 5 shows every single week in different cities for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And
gnarly.
That was like, and that was with, I don't know, 20 cases of gear with a minimal crew. So we were all, you know, like just, we were
carrying
hands
your
on deck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we were flying from each, like the logistics of the tour did not make sense. So we weren't on a tour bus for that. So you literally didn't sleep. And so it's like, you know, you're at rock bottom with these people,
yeah.
but then you're doing the most euphoric, like out-of-body experience thing at night.
Yeah.
So you're sharing, you know, it's like you become...
It's so many highs and lows.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, you're like 1 minute crying, next minute
yeah,
laughing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so you become so close to these people.
Yeah.
But then every single tour, like, and it's just, you know, everyone's lives have been evolving so dramatically over the last few years. So it's like beautiful now to see, like, you know, the last few shows we've all been together. We're all at such different points in our lives now.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just so, I think the last show, what was that? Grapevine Gathering.
Yeah.
That was such a special moment because we all stayed in an Airbnb together, like
yeah,
on the
cute.
State. And it was just like, we'd all been apart together for, apart for so,
so long.
Long.
Yeah. Well, Adam's been in fucking LA
yeah.
for so long.
And through going through COVID, you know,
yeah.
having that massive break and like,
yeah.
and all the, you know, the all the crew as well. Like we
yeah.
all stayed in the house together and that
oh,
was really lovely
so
bonding together.
Yeah.
So that was definitely, I think the most recent show that was like
wow.
that was just so special because
yeah.
you know but all I mean there's many moments actually now I think about it. There was a great time in England. We had a few shows in London and we were in an Airbnb there
yeah.
in Barons Court and that was when my birthday and the boys got a double decker bus and we went
Fine.
Around London and I was waving to people in the Icona
like,
Pop
Queen.
Girls are there. They were on the day doing like a press thing on the bus with the boys and then the boys were going to They were like, what do you want to do? And I said, oh, let's go to have high tea in Kensington Palace. By the end of the day, I'd had so many cocktails. I was so tired. So it was like, we're not going to Kensington Palace tonight. So we just went back to the house and had like ordered pizza and played Celebrity Heads for like 5 hours. And
Cute.
So like moments like that.
Yeah,
it's just like,
totally.
Yeah. There's plenty of
and it. Yeah, plenty. And how do you stay balanced, I guess, when you're on the road?
I have like, no balance. Oh. None. No, literally none at all. I'm an extremist. I'm either really healthy or really unhealthy, like yeah. in life in general.
Yeah.
So it's like, but in terms of like tour life, the only yeah. balance that I have, like, we all go, like, I go to the gym every day or yeah. I go for a run every day and we do mm-hmm. sauna. Like, that's the first yeah. thing. Our main, and we meditate. So we meditate before every show.
Cute. Together?
Yeah, we, in the green room, we lie down on the floor oh. and shut all the doors and turn all the lights off and listen to Rain Rain.
Oh, cute.
Great app. It's a really great app. But, like, that's the, they're the only things, they're the three things that, like, yeah, sauna, gym and meditation. But apart from that, it's like you're drinking all the time because
yeah, you have to.
Yeah. And so when you're hungover, it's like, yeah. what can you do? Drink yeah, again. Yeah, yeah. When you're hungover, what are you craving? Definitely not yeah. healthy food.
And so and it's especially because like you're like, you get on a plane and you're like, fuck, 7 a.m. flight. I'll have a beer at the airport. Yeah. Like it's so easy to
and
do.
What goes
I know.
Hand in hand. When what's free at the airport lounge? Yeah. Bread and butter.
Yeah.
And what is better than that? It certainly isn't great for your figure. So my weight fluctuates like nothing else.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm used to that now, and like, and I know that it's like that's how I like. After doing so many tours, I found it really hard dealing with it in the beginning, yeah. and like, you know, I'd be like, why, you know, I just want to try not to drink. But it's like
it's so hard. Not
it's
to,
too
though.
Hard. It really yeah. is. And like, I've changed. I made changes to the alcohol that I drink, and I try and yeah. be selective over the alcohol because yeah. mixing doesn't do any
no,
good.
No.
you know, and we've all yeah. had some bad alcohol experiences.
Yeah, especially on tour. You learn exactly. from it. You learn.
So yep. it's just about picking and choosing your battles yep. and making them as easy to bounce back and recover from, really. Yeah. So that's my balance. But yeah. then when I get home, I'm like full
yeah,
health
mode. That's, I don't yeah, go I'm the same.
I'm a hermit crab. I don't socialise, yeah. which is sad.
Well, you will now that you're here. I know. We'll be hanging out. But this is fun.
This is so, we could talk all the time.
Yeah.
We can record our socializing and make it productive.
Yeah, totally. You know? Exactly. It's a win-win. I'm sure there's people that want to listen to our weirdness. So talk to me. So who are you behind the scenes? Like, who are you when you're not performing?
Oh, I'm such a weird little person.
Like, tell me, weird habits, weird like...
So
hobbies.
Have
you got weird hobbies?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I love walking. Walking is my absolute
favorite.
That's
not a weird fucking hobby.
Well, no, I walk like 30 kilometers a day.
Okay, that's weird.
Because I like process all my thoughts when I'm walking. Well, actually, I've been out of swing walking lately because I've been moving. But like when I walk, I write. So I walk with my headphones in. Yep. I always walk without any destination. So I like let my body guide me. And so I'll be recording little voice memos. I'll be listening to whatever, like if I've got a new song on the set or whatever I'm writing and like working on at the time. But like I walk a lot. And then so my whole like schedule and daily routine revolves around processing through my thoughts and recording. Like,
love that.
So it's like I focus on activities that allow my mind to wander. And so I can think of lyric ideas and melody ideas and just like,
yeah.
So things like I'm constantly cleaning. I cook every day. Like when I was living in Sydney, I was living with my mum and I cook her every single meal. So cooking, I find you can get.
So I'll come over for dinner.
Seriously. I love cooking. And
I hate cooking.
Oh.
Do you know what I find bizarre? Most musicians love cooking.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually weird to me.
Well, because it's like, I think a lot of musicians...
It's therapeutic and you switch off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You get to tap into that subconscious mindset. So yeah. you're focusing on things. You allow your mind to wander. And that's when you're doing any activity like that, you know, or like walking or cooking or like doing art of any kind. Like, yeah. It's a meditative activity.
Yeah.
So you have a relaxed mind, and a relaxed mind is a creative mind.
True.
So a lot of and I think a lot of musicians are very sensual too. So like, you know, they pay a lot of attention to taste and smell, and you know, as well as hearing and those kind of things as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So cooking goes hand in hand. Yeah. Like cooking. What else do I do? Pretty much just exercise and like walk around shops. Like I literally just walk around all day, and if I'm not recording, and then
so I guess if music died tomorrow, what would you be like? A like, dog walker?
No, I want to mow lawns. Like, I've thought about this. So far, no, I'd love to mow
what
lawns.
The fuck? Are you kidding?
Oh
what
no, I'm very
do, like,
serious.
Walk and just mow everyone.
So
lawns?
You know Forrest Gump? Like yeah. I've got a Forrest Gump quote on my arm. Like mowing lawns, I think that is living the dream. But I have actually thought about doing it because there's a few things that are in my way. So you have to be able to commit to your clients, you know, on a weekly, you know, you have to be able to commit to them on a long-term thing. You can't just cut their grass and run away. They want someone
and
who
you're
they
like,
know.
Once a year I'll come and fucking cut your grass. They want to know cool, you're coming back.
They want to know you're coming back in a few weeks. So that's where my, that's my hurdle at the moment, because, you know, you don't know when the next tour is going to be. So I can't be a reliable mower. But when I, if I were to retire, slash when I do, I think I'm just going to be like a charitable mower and just mow my neighbor's lawns. Because it's therapeutic. You're in amongst nature. I'm always outdoors. I love bushwalks.
Do you know, my friend, one of my best friends, Ruby, she's obsessed with mowing the lawns.
The smell of cut grass. Tell me, what is better? Tell me. And you could listen, you could smoke a little joint, you could listen to music while you're doing it. You know, it's like that is living the dream. And then you're just like, you're beautifying the earth.
Yeah.
You're neatening it. I love the look of hedges.
So that would be your, so when you move into an actual big house with 10 Zen, that's going to be your job. You're like, I've got mowing dough. Like, you can take out the trash. I've got the mowing.
Definitely. Like, for sure. For real.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, that's the dream.
And any hedges, I'll cut them as well.
Okay. Well, I'll just call you. You'll be my new fucking lawn girl.
It's just so therapeutic, and like you're just neatening up nature. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
like,
I love
so
it.
That's what I
it's
do.
An art.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I could, you know, cut things in the grass. Yeah. Like, I could start something like that. Anyway, so that's what I do.
Yeah, right. I love it. So good.
Yeah.
And tell me, you said on Insta that you got a new song coming out.
Yes.
You sent me the link.
Yes, yes.
Really
so
fun.
It's been over the last, I think, 4 months. I sort of just threw all the music that I was working on last year out there.
Yeah.
Like, so I just put it all up there without any real release plan, because I've realised from, like, all my other releases, it is a slow burn. Like, unless you've got, like, the support or a massive team behind you, you know, helping.
Yeah, or you're writing and collaborating with someone,
to kind of help
the growth. Yeah, 100%.
So it's a slow burn. So once the songs are out there, it's a never end. It's not like, you know, it's a journey. Like, it started its journey. It doesn't mean, like...
Well, that's like what I was saying to you the other day about that The Simple Life. Mm. Like, love that song. I didn't even know that that song was even, like, released.
Yeah, so it was released at the end of November. And at the time, it was funny, it was with Et Cetera, Et Cetera.
Yeah.
At the time, I think everyone was trying to get their releases out there just before
because
the
end of
the year.
Because we're like, the world's about to reopen. Let's get some new music out so we can tour the world.
Yeah. And it was like, you know, the label was like,
probably oversaturation.
Yeah. They're like, this is the great time, the best time.
Yeah.
No, well, was it? No one's heard it. But that doesn't like,
but
know,
it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean
anything. It doesn't mean anything.
And so now we've got the remix releasing in like 2 weeks. And that's like stronger than the other one I sent
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's, that it's got the 808 drum machine, so it's got more of like a retro, like house vibe kind of thing, and I think it's more fun.
Yeah.
So we've still got lots of assets that we haven't actually released that we're going to be like slowly trickling out.
Yeah.
And then I've got two songs that are more like, so I've been really trying to develop the Mickey sound. So it's like old school rock and roll meets the retro kind of world.
Yeah.
Like,
cool.
You know, Cyndi Lauper, Debbie Harry.
Fucking oh.
You know, like just who else? Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah.
Heim, like, you know, I just love like any girl boss that can, you know, rock
a stage.
That's like, you like, is that electro? Is it rock and roll? Like, I love that kind of thing. So, and like the songs that I've already released, then my main inspiration was the soundtrack of the movie Drive with Ryan Gosling. Like that soundtrack was like it was with Kavinsky, this producer, and he, and also Gustafelstein. He does all the Weekend stuff. So like, I love the emotions that movie like brought through. And so, but all the songs that I've released up until now have been more sad heartbreak songs, because that's where I was at, like in a place emotionally.
Yeah.
Now I'm so happy.
Yeah.
So all the songs I'm writing are like more.
You've moved to the Gold Coast. Yeah, you've got a new boyfriend. Yeah, shout out to our mate DJ Tenzin.
So all the stuff I'm making now is more, I think it's the stuff that I want to be performing on stage as well. And
yeah.
The energy that I want to be putting out there when I do my live shows as well. So
yeah. And if you've got any plans for like Mickey tours?
I mean,
fun. Let's go on the road back. We'll do this.
We could document the whole thing. That should actually work.
Yeah, that would be so fun.
I think we're onto something.
I think we're fucking definitely like, onto something.
Honestly, what I'm putting out in the universe at the moment keeps manifesting. So let's do this. That'd be so much fun.
Babe, I feel like I'm manifesting so much as well. Oh, mate, the three of us. We've got a full guy. We'll be fucking stoked.
So, yeah, tour. That's on the cards now. And, I mean, I did have some shows, but they were cancelled recently. I had one for New Year's Eve and everything. But, like, things are cancelling. It's just the nature of business
now. Yeah, it's the nature.
You know, you just got to be like...
Although, I do really feel like we're near the end.
I mean,
you know, we've had to cancel.
Never focus on the destination. No, it's the journey.
It's the journey, and we're fucking on that journey. I can see light, so it's fine. We're working.
It's a wild ride. It's a magical ride. So it is. Yeah, like, I mean, that's. I'm focusing on getting these releases out there and like getting them in front of people's ears.
Yeah.
Into people's ears.
Yeah.
So I can do shows, but like, there's much more of a, even in Queensland, like there's so much more of a music scene up here.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be out. I don't care what type of gig it is or show. I just want to be out there, like, you know,
and
gigging.
Have you seen, I mean, I don't know if you could do this, but have you seen what Tones and I is just randomly doing, like popping up just in random
Burley.
Spots?
Yeah. She did in Burley.
And then in Bondi.
Yeah.
Like, you could just do random things like that. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? Like, what a fucking boss.
Yeah, definitely. You can do anything.
I know. Well, fuck, we'll just start doing random things.
Or we could just go talking and just like, well, I can't really
and
dance.
Just set up a stage and just be chatting on the side of the beach.
I didn't even need a microphone. My voice is loud enough. Yeah. It's like, guys, what a, hello.
We literally don't need a microphone. The two of us together, fuck.
Everyone would just come and just like watch us. Yeah. What are they on? Yeah.
Who are these crazy girls?
Why are they so happy?
Okay, so I've actually eliminated this from the podcast just because it's like mixed messaging.
Yes.
But let's go because I think that you're going to be a hell of a lot of fun. Fuck, marry, kill three men in the music industry, all women, just three people in the music industry that we all know and love.
Okay,
let's
perfect.
Go fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, so we know and love. So, okay, Adam Rubin, and then who's the third person that – who are we two? Should I just do their manager? Maybe. What's another artist? Who would I know?
Don't know. Like, who else have you worked with?
My mind is like, oh, hang on, let's think. Didn't even think. Who was it? Grass is Greener?
As in like the Chumba Boys were there.
Okay. But they're both so beautiful.
They're so cute, though.
But so out of ribbon. Okay, we'll do. Oh, I don't know Flume, so I'll put in him into the equation. So that works.
So
that
you'll kill Flume.
Okay, so we've got Flume, Adam, and Ruben. So fuck, marry, kill. Oh, well, I don't know Flume, so I'll.
And he's kind of hot, so you could kind of fuck him if you
wanted
to.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I could fuck him. And then. Marry and kill. Okay, perfect. So marry.
This is heavy because, like, I love Adam. Like, you can't. And then Ruben's so sweet as well. I know.
Okay,
but I
mean,
this is the game. The nature of the game. You've got to kill one of them. It's going to be Adam, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to have to. Oh dear. Well, I've had fucking Flume. Perfect. And then I will. I'll marry Ruben and kill Adam.
Oh, Adam.
But maybe, no, I'll take that back. Ooh.
No, you can't. It's locked in. Okay. It's locked in.
No, actually, no, I'll have to kill Ruben. I think Ruben would be more understanding.
Yeah, Adam, he'll haunt you, babe.
I think Ruben will be more understanding.
Adam will be the ghost that'll just fucking haunt.
And I think, I mean, I could marry either of them, actually. I think I'll marry Adam.
Yeah, I mean, look, those curly locks.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can't say no.
I'll drive him nuts. Yeah. But if I married Ruben...
You'll be stoned the whole time with him.
Literally. If I married Ruben, though, Ruben and I, we honestly have the funniest conversation. We go off on the same tangents. We will talk about, like, olive oil for 2 hours straight in great detail. He literally knows the most random facts, and we both just have the same train of thought. So if I married him, we'd have a great, like, very interesting life. But anyway, yeah. Sold. Yeah.
Locked in.
There you go, locked in.
Ruben, you're getting killed.
Oh, no.
Well, thanks so much for chatting with us. We'll let you get off to the airport. You're flying and doing what show? I can't remember.
For sure.
Oh, you're driving.
Yeah. Well, how do you drive from here to Brisbane? I mean, how do you fly? Can you fly?
No. Oh, is it in Brisbane? I thought you were flying out of Brisbane Airport.
No, it's in Brisbane.
What day is it? Saturday?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, damn, but I was going to say I'll come, but I'm working on the Jinx House. Oh. Dina's playing at Crooked Colours.
Oh.
Lou, Chimbo.
Where's that then?
That's on the Sunny Coast.
So where's the Sunny Coast?
Sunshine Coast.
Wait.
It's 3 hours.
Is that... So I only learned today that Brisbane is north.
Yeah, so it's north.
So Sunny Coast is north too?
Yeah. So it's like 2 hours from probably Brisbane. Maybe an hour and a half. I don't even know.
Oh,
I haven't driven
Noosa
there for
Sunny
ages.
Coast.
Yes.
We were staying in Noosa for the Queensland tour.
Oh,
love
fun.
Noosa.
Yeah, Noosa's cute.
And very hot.
Yeah.
As you would expect.
As you definitely would expect.
We lived on Sunshine Beach in Sunny Coast, and it was sunny indeed.
Oh, dear. Oh, fuck. All right. Well,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks so much. Love you. And we can't wait to hang out with you now that you're back.
Definitely.
Well, here. You've moved here. Woo!
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. We will link the artist's Instagram and Spotify in our show notes. Please like and subscribe and follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube to stay up to date with your favorite artists. We'll see you next week, Side Stage.